Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, the Waratahs with Silver Train. And yes, Lisa's still here. Welcome back, Lisa.
Kia ora. I've got another hat on now. I'm here as the Whangaroa Raglan Ward Councillor. And Before, I was here as one of the judges for the Art Wear, which was really fantastic. So I have to put my serious hat on
Change
now.
Change of pace.
Yes.
Talking about potholes. No, we're not going to talk about potholes. We're going to talk about...
We can. There'll be a lot of potholes after this weather, I'm sure.
The summer we've had is creating potholes, but we know, well, there's a thing, folks, you can do called, what's that called, that where anyone can go to the website and make a work order.
A service request.
Service request, there we go. Anyone can do that.
Anyone can do that online through the Waikato District Council website. I think I mention that every time that I'm on. And over the coming months, well, in fact, in previous months, we've been looking at how we can improve that system. So we should have by next year a really robust reporting system
I've got to say, I did report some water leaks on the main road when I noticed coming to work one day, and they did act on them pretty quickly.
Yeah, and the water mains upgrades that they're doing here in Raglan are progressing well by the look of things, and obviously we've still got the town to surf footpath. That's still going in, so they're still up at Raglan
what
West.
What percentage of that is, it must be going past the Raglan West store, well after there.
That so from Raglan West store right through to Kari Kari Ave, almost to Kari Kari Ave, that's being done, and they've started work on the opposite side from the Opetoru Road through to Smith Street. So they've actually started on that side, so there'll be a pathway on both sides of that.
Okay.
So that's looking really great. And then obviously the next stage of that will be from Kari Kari through to the new Papakainga by the Marae.
Okay, and that's happening in a few months or very
That will be happening as soon as they've finished the Raglan West part.
Okay.
And there are plans in place to immortalise the footpath that had been put in by the community back in the early 2000s with people's names, where people sponsored to get their name on the footpath and the concrete to start building that footpath initially. So that will actually come out, and then we're looking at information boards, and there's a Kate Haywood who has amassed all of the information on what had happened at that time, so we can put that into an information boards along the footpath, so people can learn about who was involved, the names that were involved, and the complete story behind that.
I imagine the story might not be that great. The council didn't want to put a footpath out to the Marae.
And now we've got one.
Yeah. But
the
people had to do it themselves. The community had to do it. Yeah, okay. All right. We haven't got time to go into that this morning.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just like but I'm speculating. Good. That
yeah.
seems likely.
Yeah. But yeah, history. The whole story will be part of that information that will be by that footpath.
Okay. Now we've got the LTP, the long-term plan, folks, is the council's three-yearly reorganisation of or replanning of how they spend their money. So it's quite a big deal. And early phases of that right now?
We're in the early phases. So we will be going into the next 3 years of the LTP. And so the things that we consider there are, well, obviously, the biggest thing, what do we spend our rates on? So it's really big. And given that we have increased our rates 7%, what does that look like in the future? So that's for the next rating year, 2023-24.
It's a biggish number, but it's mostly to cope with inflation, isn't it?
And the deficit in the rate state, which was $2.8 million, which included, you know, the recovery work that we've done. So it's a combination as well as the inflationary part of the rates component. So we had anticipated for this rating year, 23-24, a 3.5% rates increase, but we in council made the decision to increase it to 7%. And then so the 2024, and for the next 3 years, that's where the long-term plan comes in, and where we need to look at what our spend will be on, what portion will be on roading, what portion will be on community facilities, what is it that the community want as opposed to what the community needs. So it's always really tricky, and I think I've said this before when we've done our long-term plan here on the radio, is that it's never easy, and I think that this one is going to be one of the most challenging given, you know, the cost of living, inflation and the real hardship that our communities are undergoing, you know, and it's not just Raglan. We're making considerations for across the district. So that includes places as far as Port Waikato, Tuakau, Pōkeno, to Te Kauwhata, Maramarua.
Is it the council's job to worry about people's hardship and things like that?
Well,
this is an interesting question.
We're humans, so we're empathetic and we care. So we do have to take those things into consideration, and it's always, always tricky for us. And what I've found through our process this time around is that we're really encouraging our community boards and our community committees to participate with us, so we're not just working in isolation as councillors in that governance space. So just a week and a half ago, on Wednesday afternoon, we actually had invited all of our council community boards and our community committees to come into the chambers and we asked questions. What do they think we do well? What do we do poorly, and what can we do better? And that was really well attended. And in my, you know, I'm into my seventh year on council, it was probably the most well attended workshop that we've had.
Right.
So there was really good engagement with the community committees and the community boards.
So I know you haven't got long to.
I've got a workshop.
So at the moment, council's got workshops and what you've just been describing, but people can comment on community outcome statements. These are very big global
and they're very aspirational, and it's what we, you know, when we make decisions, it's what we keep in the forefront of our minds when we're making our decisions. So it's really important. If you go into the onto the council website or our Open Waikato website, you can go and engage with those community outcome statements, and we'd really love to hear your feedback on those, and it's important that you have input into that.
Okay, and other things that the community might want to have input on is certainly around these parts. The Freedom Camping bylaw is in early stages as well.
We had our community input, the initial engagement, and then when the next part comes out, we'll keep you updated on that. But there'll be lots of opportunities to engage, not just on the Freedom Camping, but just keep up to date on our council website, also on the Raglan Community Board Facebook page, you know, around what's happening in our community. But like, I do have to go.
So yeah, that's all we get from Lisa this morning. Thank you for coming in. Any last wishes, parting?
Just stay safe and dry.
Stay dry.
Yeah, and see you in 2 weeks.
Okay, thanks, Lisa.